Conversation, Brian.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. They're being warned over and over in flood-ravaged Missouri.
If you see water, turn around and go back to the main road, because you don't know how deep it may get and how quickly it may get deep.
That's what's caused most of the 18 flooding deaths there and in Illinois as rivers keep rising. Fox's Evan Brown has more live.
And Dave, the emergency responders, the National Guard, and the locals all say it's as bad as it could be.
I've lived in here probably 25 years. This is probably the worst that I've ever seen in
In Missouri and Illinois alone, 19 levees are now considered to be at risk for being breached by the Mississippi River, and that puts hundreds of homes at risk. Some people are already being told to leave. The rising river is causing anxiety for people and communities all the way south to Louisiana, Dave.
Eben, Iran gets a little too close for comfort for the U.S. at sea. Fox's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Iranian rockets passed within 1,500 yards of a U.S. aircraft carrier last week as the ship sailed through the Strait of Hormuz. A commander at U.S. Central Command saying an Iranian Navy vessel fired several unguided rockets after giving less than a half hour's notice of the live fire exercise. A U.S. spokesman calls the test highly provocative and unsafe. Previous Iranian war games and exercises have also sparked U.S. complaints since the summer's nuclear deal. Dave.
Jared, there's one less Republican running for president. George Pataki is out, leaving 12 in the race. One of them is attacking another.
Only in Washington could you have the guts to stand up and say I'm against something that you have a vote to vote no on, and then just not go.
The New Jersey Governor Chris Christie calling out Senator Marco Rubio for missing votes. Rubio's response this morning?
Chris Christie's a funny guy, but he's never in New Jersey. He's gone half the time.
Frontrunner Donald Trump's getting a big ad campaign ready next month. He says he plans to spend $2 million a week. It wasn't a Merry Christmas for a New York City postal worker facing charges of delaying and destroying mail. Said to be so stressed by all the packages, he dumped three garbage bags full of them into the trash. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. So we're in the holiday season. We've been through Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year, you know, everything that's going on. Now, maybe not the best time to put a house on the market, but a good time to start the process.
It is. I hear a lot of people saying, wait till mid-spring, wait till summertime to list your home because that's when it's busiest. And what I say is you have to remember that the four slowest sales months are November, December, January, and February. And most homes right now are taking 30 to 45 days to close. So that means things start slowing down mid-September and into October, and they start picking back up end of January, middle of February.
Okay.
So if you're thinking about listing your home for sale, go ahead and start looking at those little things that maybe you don't notice every day. Maybe some paint touch-ups need to be done or carpet needs to be cleaned and get it ready to go. I'd say shoot for end of January, beginning of February. Get it on the market ahead of the crowds.
Maybe reach out and make first contact with you guys now so then they can start getting all of that done early January to get everything absolutely they want it perfectly before they sell it.
Exactly.
ZARealestate.com.
Handle every chore for less with a John Deere 3E tractor from Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. John Deere 3E tractors are ideal for loading, mowing, digging, and landscaping and are loaded with easy-to-use features that provide all-day comfort. Right now, get a new four-wheel drive 3E compact utility tractor, loader, rotary cutter, and box blade with 0% financing and $2,200 off. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends January 31st, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Navasota River is out of its banks at the OSR Bridge. That's closed OSR between FM 1940 in Brazos County and FM 1452 in Madison County. TxDOT says barricades will remain until the water recedes and the pavement is checked for any damage. The latest road conditions are available online at drivetexas.org. The Brazos County Clerk says there was overwhelming support this week to making permanent the use of voting centers, where voters can go anywhere on Election Day.
The majority were workers. The city secretaries talked from each city. They supported because the voters were happy with it. They did not have anyone that was upset having to go to another polling place because they were in the wrong one. Mainly it was convenience. The voters were happy because of the convenience.
County Clerk Karen McQueen says it's up to the county judge to send a letter to the Secretary of State's office to make voting centers permanent. She'll be asking for an expedited ruling because she has 3 weeks to prepare ballots for the March primary to send to voters who are in the military. Law enforcement agencies throughout Texas have prepared for the start of the state's new handgun open carry law that begins Friday.
And I have to stress that they have to have a license to carry the handgun, either a shoulder holster or a belt holster. No other holsters are allowed.
Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says enforcement will be on a case-by-case basis.
Whether they're reporting the open carry or if they are open carrying and we make contact. So just be patient with us. Let us get through the growing pains and things will level out soon.
Lieutenant Chris Perkins of the College Station Police Department says they're expecting calls from concerned citizens.
The main thing is we're just asking people not to overreact when they see somebody with a weapon that's not doing anything illegal or acting suspiciously, just to use common sense.
Those with handguns are reminded to watch for separate signage that bans concealed and open carrying. Early morning road rage ended with an arrest. College Station police responded to Church Avenue near Boyette Street in Northgate just after 3 this morning for a report of deadly conduct. The victim's description of the suspect and vehicle led to the arrest of 23-year-old Juan Luna of Bryan. The victim said he honked at Luna after being cut off. Then Luna stopped, got out, and pointed a gun at him, causing him to flee, then crash his vehicle. Luna was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. No injuries were reported from the crash or assault. An employee of College Station's Home Depot received minor injuries during what police consider a robbery yesterday just before noon. Store employees reported 2 men tried to leave the store with unpaid merchandise when one of the suspects knocked down one of the employees. The suspects, whose descriptions are online at WTAW.com, ran out of the store empty-handed. One juvenile was arrested and at least 2 more are being sought by College Station police after driving a stolen golf cart yesterday afternoon. The 14-year-old was arrested for giving a false name. Still at large is who took the golf cart, which is owned by the Trails of Wolfpin Apartments on Colgate. The cart was found on Central Park Lane between Krennic Tap and Southwest Parkway. The Aggieland Humane Society is in its last days of their annual donation drive.
$7 will get flea prevention for a dog. $25 is vaccinating a litter of puppies. $50 will spay and neuter a dog. $250 provides heartworm treatment. And then we get up to, $500. We do some orthopedics with $500.
Leah White says details are on their website, which is aggielandhumane.org. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 46 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More local news coming up at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Excuse me, sir. We need to come up with some screening questions to enhance our job postings on AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Oh?
Questions that can help us evaluate candidates before we call them in for the interview.
Okay. How many elephants does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I would think something more serious, sir.
Okay. Do you love your mommy?
Maybe something more challenging.
Got it. If 2 hens can lay 3 eggs in 4 days, how long does it take a donkey to kick the seeds out of a watermelon?
Why don't you just leave it to me?
Good idea.
Always helping you find the best local employees. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
It's 8:10. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Here we go.
Partly to mostly cloudy sky conditions during the day. High temperatures for this afternoon into the upper 50s. We're mostly cloudy during tonight and down around 40 to 45. Cloudy skies on Thursday with a chance of afternoon showers. Low 50s. New Year's Eve, cloudy, breezy. A few rain showers, upper 30s overnight, And we could see rain at times during New Year's Day on Friday and cooler with high temperatures in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There you go. It's 810. It's Wednesday. Normally we meet the mayor, but today Carl Mooney's in, and it's time for him to visit with us because it's been a while. How you been?
Hey, belated Merry Christmas.
Thank you, sir, and Happy New Year to you and yours. First, folks may know or may not that you know, you've certainly had a lot to do with college athletics in your career, not only here but in other places. So what's your pick on the game tonight?
Oh, it's going to be an Aggie win.
Okay.
I think it'll be tough. You know, Louisville's got three quarterbacks who could be out on the field at any time. Each individual brings a different element to the game. And
which is half as many as Baylor played last night.
Well, there
but,
you go.
But, yeah, they do. They've got three different quarterbacks.
And but, you know, I love our defense, and I'm hoping that Miles Garrett and company will make their presence known in the backfield a few times at least.
Yeah,
and,
well,
you know, I wish Jake the best and
sure.
Would love to see Jake be able to step up and take advantage of the opportunity.
As we all know, our jobs are just easier when the good guys win, right?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
We'll just move on from there. All right, so let's talk College Station City Council. Been about 2 weeks since y'all met. A lot of focus on the future, as
Absolutely.
It should be. That's what you guys and gals are supposed to do, is let's look at the College Station of tomorrow rather than the College Station that we have right now. Let's start first of all with there were, I guess, three different land areas that were four that you looked at.
Right.
I think you were on the losing side of all those votes. Is that
yeah,
right?
I was, you know.
but let's talk about it a little bit, because it does have to do with what we are trying to do in College Station. And if you as an elected official, you're going to differ with your members on council. But let's talk first of all about the Barron Road cutoff area right there. You were on the other side of that vote. But tell me the reason for your vote there and what the offshoot of that will be.
Well, the Barron Road cutoff, actually, I think that was the one that I voted for.
Okay, all right.
All right, so two out of three.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, that's an area that has developed, of course, with College Station High School now being in the area, Victoria, Barron Road Cutoff, William Fitch. That whole area is just taking off with the annexation of the Welburn community. We've also moving in that direction down 2154. So it's very clear from things that not just happened in the last College Station Council meeting, but what has happened previously, that that whole area is going to be developed in retail and in residential. So this was a step in the right direction. It's a busy road. You know, taking a look at Barron Road and how that's developed. I mean, most of us can remember when it was just a little two-lane
sure.
farm road,
mm-hmm.
And you didn't want to drive down there because you thought you would leave a piece of your vehicle behind.
Yeah.
But now we need to take steps to make sure that that's ready for the development. And there's, as you go down 47, down William Fitch,
right.
as most people know it,
mm-hmm.
You know, you can see the developments that are occurring all the way down along its full length now. And that goes all the way out to Williams Creek on the other end.
Sure. Well, as acrimonious as the Welburn annexation was, I think now maybe people can see that obviously you had to know what you were going to be building roads into and through, and that's the reason that the Welburn annexation, while it did ruffle some feathers, the purpose is the growth for the future and moving people through there.
Exactly. And we're fortunate that, you know, Welburn Road is a TxDOT road, obviously, there's widening that's already going on there. There's down at Greens Prairie, mm-hmm. you know, looking at the new crossing that will be able to handle more volume and, of course, also have turn lanes and have signalization there. So that's going to be able to take in the traffic from both sides. And there's, you know, the College Station ISD is looking at property down that way as
mm-hmm.
well. So
mm-hmm.
We've got to be ready for that. You know, a lot of, as you said earlier, a lot of the decisions that we're making now are going to come to fruition long after this council is gone. So it's a bit of a crapshoot sometimes because things can change.
Right.
But that's why we have the comprehensive plan. It's not a comprehensive plan, isn't an ordinance. It's a firm suggestion, if you will, that this is what we think the city is going to look like, but we stop every 5 years and take another look.
Carl Mooney joining us this morning. One of the other pieces that really This is one of those roads that you may not know about now, but 10 years from now you will, and it's Arrington Road. I mean,
absolutely.
People may not know where it is. It's out beyond Tower Point, and it runs kind of parallel to Fitch for a ways. But what it does is it's going to be the borderline of a really, really large development. We're talking, what, 2,700, 3,700 houses, rooftops?
At least 2,200.
2,200 rooftops,
depending upon
okay.
the size of the lots.
Yeah. All right. But a lot of people, anyway, are going to be in
exactly.
there.
Exactly. I mean, think of another Castlegate or another Pebble Creek. You're absolutely right. Arrington Road, and I was on the, I was not on the prevailing side,
right,
as we will
right.
say here.
Yeah,
I hate
yeah.
to say losing side.
I understand.
Because we all have to live with the decisions that were made by council.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so we'll embrace that and move forward. But yes, Arrington Road, county road right now,
yeah.
Ditches on either side of the road, heaven knows. Last weekend, those ditches were full.
Sure. Well, if you do the math, let's say you have 2,200 homes and you have three people live. That's 6,600 people. 6,600 people living in there.
Yep.
And you've got Fitch on one side and you've got Arrington, a two-lane county road, on the other. Something's got to happen.
Sure. Start multiplying that by two or three cars per
right.
residence.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now
mm-hmm.
you're really talking. Plus, you've got Nantucket, which
right.
is developing as well. Obviously, some of that area, only a portion of Nantucket, about 20, 22 lots, are actually in the city.
Right.
The rest is not in the city.
Right.
All right. And so now we're looking at, okay, what is the county going to do? But at the same time, and this is why I voted against everything that was proposed, to my way of thinking, it should not just be about the market and what the market will bear. How many sardines can you cram into a can,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. It should be, let's also not just look at who's coming into town, but who's already here. All right, we've got Sweetwater, for example, on one side. You've got White's Creek on the other side. You've got the folks a little farther south, as you very
mm-hmm.
well know about,
right.
Indian Lakes area as
sure.
well. Those folks have invested some good money into their properties.
Mm-hmm.
My thought was, rather than seeing how many homes we could fit in there, let's talk about nodal development, where we gradually come to that more dense size of homes, which right now the entire area known as the Margraves Ranch
right.
Is available for building. Our builders need land to build on. There's a demand for building, but not every house has to be the same small size.
Well, now you're talking about county roads around property that may be in the city limits. Okay, they're bumping up against each other
mm-hmm.
now. So what's your view as to how does a county and a city get together to, while governmental, very, very different entities?
Absolutely.
And what do you do for the common good of everyone, those who are in the county and adjacent to city yeah. limits?
Well, you know, we've got an interesting county commissioner's race coming up. Perhaps when the election is all said and done, we'll see greater representation for particularly South College Station on the commissioner's court. And I'm hoping that that will bring about some greater cooperation between the two units, the county and the city. But in the meantime, the city, we have an annexation committee that's at work right now. And I think that that annexation committee, I'm hoping, will be taking a look at these kinds of issues, and we need to make some determinations. Folks like yourself
mm-hmm.
Appeared at the council meeting
right.
and expressed their concerns.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly, unless the county is willing to increase its tax rate and go in and make some major changes, Arrington Road, the way it's designed, as you aptly described, is going to be a major collector,
mm-hmm.
right? Or if not, actually a thoroughfare.
Right.
We know what we don't want to do with those kinds of roads. We know we don't want them to be just high-speed roads of two lanes on either side. We probably want medians. We
mm-hmm.
probably need to have signalization and to make them safe and so forth. So somewhere during this next couple of years, we're going to need to take a serious look at annexing farther south so that the city can come in and make those kinds of improvements, because I truly don't believe the county is going to be able to step up or have the desire to step up and make the kinds of improvements that are going to be commensurate with the amount of growth that we're seeing in that area.
And they don't like to do that kind of maintenance. That's not what they're
exactly
into.
Exactly right.
So we've drawn up this picture. Wow, here's the city of College Station as they grow, now rubbing up against another entity, and that makes it kind of difficult. Well, let's take it to the power of 10, because if we talk about transportation, you really want to push Luther Street really out toward the Poultry Science Center, so folks will know that's, of course, out near Easterwood Airport.
Right.
Well, now we're talking about that entity of Texas A&M University, and they don't want you doing that, so now where do we go with that one?
No, they don't. But again, you know, the university is the big dog in town, will continue to be so. And unfortunately, they don't always need to share what their plans are with the city. As mentioned, Luther Street. Luther is, right now, there is a large, approximately 3,400-bed on the opposite side of 2818 apartment complex going in. Again, it's a public-private deal that the university is now well known for.
Right, yes.
But that was kind of a surprise for the city, because now that means water, sewer, wider streets, everything else. And, oh my gosh, who's going to pay for that? Well, right. Thanks. Again, you're talking about the relationship between county and city. Well, the county decided that's not
right
taxable.
Uh-huh.
So now you're going to have at least 3,400 individuals that are going to utilize city services, roads, et cetera, but there's no property tax coming from that to pay for those roads and services. Going across the street, across 2818, you run into the poultry science, or as one young man I remember on our football team who was asked many years ago, what major were you going to be? And he said, poultry science. And he said, why? He said, so I could count chickens. It's much more than that.
It is much more than that.
Yeah. And the research that they've got going there would be disrupted by the type of road. However, most of us can recall when the university didn't have the types of research all the way out to the Brazos Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would fully expect that in the years to come, again, you know, we're talking comprehensive plan. We're talking things that will happen many years from now. Love it when that happens.
Yeah, I do. There you go. Oh, it was just a test. Okay, that's a good thing. All right, so we're back on. So it wasn't anything horrible. All right, excuse
me. We're still here.
So go on. Yeah, so go on with your point. Yeah.
Yeah. So I expect that down the road, as poultry science increases its needs for land and additional research, that we might see. Again, I'm not a poultry science person, and I can't tell you what their goals are for the distant future, but I wouldn't be surprised if we saw that land repurposed and a larger facility built elsewhere.
Right. But again, those are the kind of problems that you have. We love the benefits that A&M brings, but that's going to end up being a real-time cost and as far as maintenance is concerned out to that area.
Right. And we also had a concern about, and I think Councilman Aldrich actually was the one who expressed it best, was about the actual plan for where that road would go, and why it couldn't be aligned along a property line rather than through it.
Sure. Now, that's those really only two things, but that's what I've got on my radar screen. What else have you got that's of import to you right
well,
now?
Well, you know, last time I was here, you you serenaded me with a little YMCA theme, I thought I would just give a little bit of an update. We are moving forward. YMCA folks are looking at actually providing the recreational center at the Blinn campus, the existing Blinn campus right now, and we're moving in that direction. More to come. As we get something going, we expect that there'll be some work going on, perhaps with one of the hospitals as well. The YMCA has some CDC, Center for Disease Control certified programs that it is going to bring up north here. St. Joe's, of course, is part of CHI, the Catholic Hospitals Group, and we're hoping that we might be able to do something with them. Here down in College Station, not far from here, near the Scott and White Hospital, we are moving forward with plans for a full comprehensive YMCA as well. More to come, But things are moving forward, okay. So we're excited about that and what that will bring to our communities.
It's going to be a process. How far are we away from seeing dirt turn, as far as you're concerned?
Probably the Blinn is the Blinn College facility is the one that's on the fast track right now. That's not to say, with some developments that have recently happened, that we couldn't see College Station come up to the same pace. But we're probably looking at about a 2-year window before we actually see dirt being turned, and 3 to 3.5 years before a ribbon's cut.
Okay. All right. Anything else of interest to you?
Yeah. Well, we've got a few things going on in the city. First, for our College Station residents, they're going to get a belated Christmas present in the way of a blue container.
Single Stream is here.
Single Stream Recycling. They should be receiving a blue 95-gallon bin for Single Stream Recycling. And even if they aren't enrolled in the old curbside program, so once they receive the new bin, collection will begin 2 weeks later on their designated day. If they need to see more, they can go to cstx.gov/recycle to learn more.
Don't put your garbage in it. Okay.
Exactly. City offices, facilities, including the Ringer Library, will be closed New Year's Day. That includes sanitation collection. Don't fret, though, if you've got a lot of things left over from that New Year's Eve party. Friday's routes will be collected on Saturday. And last, the Health and Fitness Fest is coming up. And that, will be Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. over at the Lincoln Recreation Center. Fitness centers, medical professionals, nutrition consultants will be on site to provide healthy living information, demonstrations, health assessments, and more. And for more information, visit cstx.gov/fitness or simply call 979-764-3486. Again, that's 979-764-3486.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for the time this morning, Carl.
Hey, thank you. Have a merry, happy new year.
All right. Very good. Carl Mooney here from the College Station City Council. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at VanDykeRankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The Justice Department has started an investigation into Bluebell after its ice cream was linked to a listeria outbreak earlier this year that killed three people. An FDA investigation found listeria in all three of Bluebell's production plants located in Alabama, Oklahoma, and Texas. Records indicate the company knew one plant was contaminated at least as early as 2013. Sources say the Justice Department is trying to determine what management knew about the hazards and when they knew it. San Diego SeaWorld claims that a California commission was overreaching when it banned the breeding of captive killer whales at its $100 million plant exhibit. A lawsuit filed by SeaWorld asserts that the park's treatment of its whales is subject to federal law and not the decisions of the California Coastal Commission, which must approve major new building developments in coastal cities. Crude oil down a dollar at $36.87 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 866-95-STEEL. Call 866-95-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 866-957-8335.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Texas A&M football team will tee it up at 6 o'clock tonight when they take on Louisville in the Music City Bowl in Nashville. We'll broadcast the action starting at 5, our pregame show. And again, kickoff will be at 6 tonight. Here's head coach Kevin Sumlin on the Louisville Cardinals.
You know, they've got good weapons. They've been in big games, you know, and been in, you know, played a couple of SEC teams, played Clemson. So, you know, they're not going to be overwhelmed by playing Texas A&M, and it'll be a good challenge for us.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. The Aggies put a school-best four-game winning streak in bowl games on the line tonight. Liberty Bowl, Chick-fil-A Bowl, Cotton Bowl, Texas Bowl. In that order, those four in a row. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Don't let your equipment sit idle this winter without protecting them for the next season. Whether it's a mower or a combine, bring it to Sioux Falls Prater Equipment for a winter inspection. Don't let your spring catch you off guard with costs of downtime and repairs because your equipment isn't ready. Gain peace of mind knowing that your equipment will be ready to work for you next spring. For more information, stop by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, your John Deere dealer on Highway 21 West, or visit them online at cptractor.com.
Kim Commando here. Today, let's look back on some of the biggest tech fails of 2015. To fully grasp the enormity of how tech has allowed us to fail this year, I'm starting with major players who have the money to hire the staff to protect their websites, but they didn't. Take the United States Office of Personnel Management, 20 million citizens' personal data hacked by the Chinese. Then there was the network portal used by police and the FBI to share intelligence and arrest bad guys. The FBI won't comment, but it was bad. Then there was Anthem Healthcare, hacked again by the Chinese. At least 9 U.S. banks and other financial institutions, including J.P. Morgan and Dow Jones, were hit. If you stayed at a Hilton hotel, hackers probably got you there too. And we can't forget Silicon Valley's love child, social media, the people who value themselves in the billions of dollars, but still can't find a way to keep the terrorists from openly using their sites to recruit and send coded messages. I wish I could tell you that 2016 looks better. Get all the tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Thinking about getting a new computer? Check out the limited edition Commando Tab 2 Windows 10 tablet computer designed by Kim Commando. This sleek tablet computer weighs only 2 pounds and 3 ounces, but inside you'll find a powerful Intel quad-core engine, 32 gigabytes of memory, a high-resolution 10.1-inch touchscreen, front and rear cameras, and detachable keyboard and case. Take it anywhere. Download apps, email, watch movies, Skype, Facebook, read ebooks, shopping, share photos, you name it. The Commando Tab 2 Windows 10 tablet computer comes with everything you need. Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, SD card reader, battery charger, headphones, and protective case. You would expect to pay more than $500 for this great Windows tablet, but order your Commando Tab 2 tablet right now for $299.95. This is an amazing price. Order now at commando.com, and as a special incentive, order in the next 15 minutes for an additional 15% off when you use the promo code TAB15. This offer is only while supplies last. Get your limited edition Commando Tab 2 Windows 10 tablet computer at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards and More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The new year in Texas means those with handgun licenses can carry them in plain sight. At first, that's going to catch people off guard, including some law enforcement officers.
It'll be new to us, and we've, you know, told our officers, we've educated them as best we can.
you're going to see it, so be prepared for it, and just, you know, safety for everybody is first and foremost.
Lieutenant Chris Perkins of the College Station Police Department says the main thing they're asking is to not overreact.
Because on the first, you may be in a store, you know, shopping, doing whatever, and you'll see somebody with a handgun on their hip, and we're just asking people to, you know, use common sense. If they're not breaking the law or doing anything wrong, there shouldn't be a cause for alarm.
Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says patience will be required on all sides as they investigate and enforce the new law.
If they're behaving suspiciously or if they are involved in some type of criminal activity, whether it be a disturbance with their, you know, a friend of theirs or a spouse or anything like that, you know, if anything like that is going on, then we will definitely make contact and check on those licenses.
Those carrying handguns must have them holstered and pay attention to additional signage where they're not allowed inside buildings. Brazos County commissioners heard from more than a dozen people at a public hearing this week about making permanent the ability to vote on Election Day anywhere in the county.
I think we had about 14, 15 people stand up and overwhelmingly positive. They want to continue, so I think we're going to submit a letter to continue the vote center concept.
Karen McQueen says there's little time for the Secretary of State to give approval if the county wants to use voting centers in the March primary.
We'll be FedEx and everything and asking for an expedited ruling because we have to have ballots mailing on the 15th of January for the Military Move Act, 45 days prior. So we have about 3 weeks to get everything ready to mail.
McQueen says the Secretary of State will get a letter from the county judge, along with surveys taken on Election Day last month and a recording of this week's public hearing. The dog population at Aggieland Humane Society has exploded over the last 4 years.
In 2011, we had 9 dogs as I cleaned on Christmas morning. This year, there was more like 49 dogs.
Leah White says for the fiscal year that ended in September, they were up 200 animals from the year before.
It was just below 3,000, and now we're just over 3,000 for our annual intake as of September.
That has the shelter looking not only for more forever families, but for other volunteers.
Our students won't be back till almost the end of January.
Okay.
We're always in need of volunteers this time of year. So if you're looking like you have some free time, go to our website and sign up to volunteer or foster, because, you know, with the new semester, we'll lose some fosters as well because they will just have too much going on.
White says the animal population is up in part because of more people living here, as well as a downturn in the economy forcing people to surrender their pets. Early morning road rage ended with an arrest. College Station police responded to Church Avenue near Boyette Street in Northgate just after 3 this morning for a report of deadly conduct. The victim's description of the suspect and the vehicle led to the arrest of 23-year-old Juan Luna of Bryan. The victim said he honked at Luna after being cut off. Then Luna stopped, got out, and pointed a gun at him, causing him to flee and then crash. Luna was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. No injuries were reported from the crash or assault. What started as a shoplifting at College Station's Home Depot just before noon yesterday is now considered a robbery. College Station police report a 43-year-old store employee sustained minor injuries after he was pushed to the floor by one of the two suspects. The men, who were attempting to leave the store with unpaid merchandise, ran away empty-handed. Their descriptions are online at WTAW.com. The employee who was hurt declined medical treatment at the scene. College Station police caught and arrested one of at least 3 juveniles accused of taking or riding a golf cart yesterday afternoon that's owned by an apartment complex. The golf cart from the Trails of Wolfpen Apartments on Colgate was found several blocks away on Central Park Lane between Krennic Tap and Southwest Parkway. The 14-year-old was arrested for giving a false name. Still at large is the one who took the cart, who will be charged with the felony offense of unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. The Texas Department of Transportation has closed the stretch of OSR due to flooding at the Navasota River Bridge. OSR will remain closed between FM 1940 in Brazos County and FM 1452 in Madison County until the water recedes. The river crested around 9 last night at 21.38 feet, the second highest recorded crest, less than 1.5 feet shy of the record set in May 2009. 2 of the top 5 crests have occurred this year. Updated road conditions can be found online at drivetexas.org. Cedar Park police believe they've caught the man who set a fire inside a bank in May of 2014.
Police Chief Sean Mannix says surveillance video captured 28-year-old Kirill Belchenko setting a fire at the Lone Star Bank. Mannix says Belchenko's clothing choice implies he may have been trying to disguise himself.
The suspect was wearing what appears to be a dark colored miniskirt,
That was not instrumental in tracking him down. It was statements made by the arsonist himself and the identification based on the video evidence.
Mannix says they believe Belchenko may have been involved with four other arson cases. In Austin, Carol Nelson, TSN News.
That's the firebug. Now the fire and bugs.
Ed Mikrans with the Abilene Fire Department says the man used a can of air freshener and a lighter to create a mini blowtorch to fry the insects where he found them. He says the man is an MHMR patient.
And his caseworker apparently had been by at some point during the week and told him that he really needed to make some effort to get his place cleaned up and get rid of some of the bugs. So probably in his thinking, he was doing what he was supposed to do.
He says the fire damaged two apartments, and the Red Cross and other agencies are making sure no one is left out in the cold. Matt Thomas, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 8:40. It's 46 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Awards and More. More news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Well, maybe you've had some more time off than usual. Of course, you have in the last week and may have some more later on this week. And so maybe you're sitting in front of your computer more and you're noticing it's so dang slow. How slow can this thing get? Or how slow is it? If you'd like to know exactly what the speed is on your internet connection, do this. Go to speedtest.suddenlink.com today and actually find out exactly what kind of speed you have or don't have in your current connection. It can make it a whole lot easier after you've found out what that number is, because Suddenlink has got a great deal for you right now. You can call them and get SL200 HDTV, 50 meg internet, and phone for just $69. You can make the switch. It's just a phone call away at 877-694-9474. 877-694-9474. Or you can visit suddenlink.com and get more information. Why do that? Why would you have to continue to go through the frustration? Know how fast your connection is at Suddenlink. Go to speedtest.suddenlink.com and find out today. And by the way, don't get locked into a satellite contract. You can get up to $240 back if you make your switch and save at Suddenlink. Again, the number to call is 877-694-9474 or go to suddenlink.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998. Or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
8:42, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. Yes, we are coming to the end of the year, so you may want to go stock up on storage boxes or files or file folders or calendars or ink cartridges. Got all that and a whole lot more. You can just click on wiltons.com. All right, here are the numbers.
Partly to mostly cloudy sky conditions during the day. High temperatures for this afternoon into the upper 50s. We're mostly cloudy during tonight and down around 40 to 45. Cloudy skies on Thursday with a chance of afternoon showers. Low 50s. New Year's Eve, cloudy, breezy. A few rain showers, upper 30s overnight. And we could see rain at times during New Year's Day on Friday, and cooler with high temperatures in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Hey, so there you go. We were talking a little earlier to City Councilman Carl Mooney, and, you know, our economy is just like everybody else's in Texas. What happens to the price of oil is going to have a lot to do with this. Glenn Hager had suggested we'll use a mark of $60 a barrel, and that ought to be good, till it's not.
Yeah.
Oops. In London this morning, oil opened at $36 a barrel and could go lower. Hello.
Hey, when you're talking to Mr. Mooney, I was a little disappointed to hear when they're talking about the
The traffic issues, there's no talk of traffic circles, which is the solution for all traffic problems, correct?
You're right. It is. We need more. Thank you. Let's see. We have Brian is got roundabouts, you know, as they like to call
yes.
them. Got that one. And, you know, and if you've never been to Waco.
Are you talking about the five direction intersection?
Yeah, you may feel better about yourself having never been to Waco. Yeah,
things are relative.
I hate that I brought it up without Googling it. Why don't you Google that?
Well, yeah, there's a diner there. That's the only reason I know about this. It's like the Star of Texas roundabout or something.
But I don't know how many roads go into
five,
that roundabout. Is it just five? I thought it was
maybe
like nine.
It's more. Who knows?
No, but that was the traffic circle from hell. And, of course, we had a traffic circle here. At South College and University, there was a traffic circle there at one point. And when it was just, you know, four little casual roads all coming together, and, you know, we didn't want to do a stoplight, and so we did a traffic circle. So it was right there. And the Circle Drive-In movie theater was basically where the Stack is right now. Okay, and the Albertsons right there. That old Albertsons was the parking lot, or the place where the people would park as they were watching the sky, the Circle Drive-In Theater, which basically was pointing, I guess the screen was pointing back toward the east. But, yeah, we had a big old circle there. So did you look that up to see how many
I'm still trying to find it.
Okay.
I can't remember where I was.
Okay.
It was 4 years ago.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's right off Interstate 35. It's literally two blocks off Interstate 35.
So. Yeah, but 35 is a long road.
It is, I know. Actually, if you go to Valley Mills, go to Valley Mills and Interstate 35, and then you move over to the east a little bit, and that's where it'll be. But what we were discussing was, I don't know, oil, okay, $63 a barrel, wonderful, because everybody was fat and happy a couple of years ago when oil was at $100, and then, you know, a year ago they were discussing that oil might fall to $20. Anatoly Kalisti, who's an economist based in Great Britain. He is now saying that Iran may be able to produce oil for $1 a barrel.
Oh.
He wrote it in a column in The Guardian.
Wow.
$1 a barrel.
Well, they have like drinking straws getting that out?
ExxonMobil, Shell, and BP can no longer hope to compete with Saudi, Iranian, and Russian companies, which now have exclusive access to reserves that can be extracted with nothing more sophisticated than nodding donkeys, which is, you know, the old thing we used to see. Anyway, Iran, for example, claims to produce oil for $1 a barrel. Don't know that that's true. And the thing is, of course, Russia doesn't want to produce it for anything less than what they're getting now. That's the one thing in the world market that the United States is pleased about the oil being where it is that really, really hurts the Soviet Union.
Yes.
Short of that, Houston Chronicle's oil blog says new Iranian oil could wipe up to $15 more off the current price of oil.
Night.
Which would bring it down to between 20 and 25 bucks.
They were saying the only thing that maybe helps us or, you know, hedges against that is that Iran, once the restrictions go away, they'll want to make some money, so they're
certainly
not necessarily going to go bargain basement.
Right, and what he's saying is they have the ability to do that.
Uh-huh.
It's not necessarily that they would. And again, they have desires, but again, of all of those, probably Russia has the most aggressive desires, what they want to be able to do. And so as the market continues to stay depressed, yes, it does hurt Texas, but, you know, again, people are happy if the Soviet Union is
I found the circle.
Yeah.
So is what the road is called.
Oh, is that? Oh, there you go. That makes perfect sense.
The confluence of South Valley Mills Drive, LaSalle Avenue, and Circle Road.
Uh-huh.
North Robinson Drive as well. Nine.
Yeah, okay.
Nine?
What did I say?
There'd be 10, except Circle Road and LaSalle Avenue combined just maybe 100 feet.
Yeah.
There's a little cross between, otherwise it'd be 10.
Right, yeah. I used to live there. I mean, I know that. I stayed away from that because it was crazy people.
It's neat from the air. There literally is a big star in the middle of
round. Okay, well, they didn't used to do that. They just had a place that was real hard to mow.
Big news at BCS Tires and Lifts. If they sell it, you can save on it during their inventory blowout. The sale is wall-to-wall and floor-to-ceiling. So what do you need? Tires, wheels, grill guards. They're on sale. Toolboxes, lift kits, headlights, replacement bumpers. they're on sale. You'll save on everything you need to customize your truck. Plus, you help them make room for the new stuff coming in. They'll meet or beat anyone's price at BCS Tires and Lifts on Texas next to Coffee Corner and College Station. Give them your keys and put your mind at ease.
I record these player profiles for Texas A&M women's basketball. They air during halftime of the basketball games. And recently, I was visiting with a freshman from Clovis, New Mexico. Her name is Danny Williams, brand new at Texas A&M. And I was asking her the normal stuff. One of the things I ask is, when did your passion for basketball start? And Danny said,
I would say I've always been kind of more lenient towards basketball, or like relying on that. You know, I played a lot of other sports, and I actually raced motocross for a really long time.
Wait, what?
I actually raced motocross for a really long time.
Well, I continued the interview, but that kind of left me speechless.
We're talking about the hills, the up in the air, the flying around, the falling down, and all of that.
Yes.
That's obviously, you're a thrill seeker, huh?
Yes, I love it. It was like the best adrenaline rush ever. I truly enjoyed it. I loved it so much, and I think it helped me, you know, with basketball, being competitive and like falling on the ground and just getting right back up, you know.
Did you compete with, was it a gender thing? You competed with guys, with girls, with everybody?
Yeah, I competed with everybody, mostly against guys, because, like, there's not that many girls that actually race, you know. I went to a national race and competed just against girls my age, but for the most part, it was against guys.
Now, in basketball, this Danny Williams was a three-time Gatorade Player of the Year in New Mexico. She was a five-star recruit out of Clovis, named five-star recruit by ESPN Hoop Girls. She played AAU basketball for the New Mexico-Texas Heat Elite Team and earned first-team all-district honors in volleyball also. Reagan Williams and Michelle Williams are her parents. She has brothers Josh and Dustin, and she's a sports management major. And she wants to be a coach, and she was valedictorian of her high school class. But she also did motocross. So if you go to an A&M women's basketball game and you see number 12, Danny Williams, on the court, and she takes a tumble, that's no big deal to her. She did motocross. Yeah, an accomplished motocross. What she didn't tell you is that she won Women's Motocross Association's national titles in the 10 and 11-year-old category as a 9-year-old. And again, in the 12 and 13-year-old category, as an 11-year-old. She knew her motocross. Tough gal. I thought that was a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. For Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors voted the best in the Brazos Valley in 2015.
Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, above the rest. Find Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, so let me see. New Year's is coming up. We won't be here on Friday. Just letting you know. So New Year's coming. The survey of 2,000 U.S. American adults by Yahoo revealed the five most popular drinking days. Five is Thanksgiving. Four is St. Patrick's. Three is the 4th of July. Two is Christmas. One is New Year's Eve.
You know, it surprises me that St. Patrick's is that far down.
Surprises me that the Super Bowl isn't in there.
That's not a holiday.
Popular drinking days.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. That's a great point.
Of course, and a lot of people don't go drinking on New Year's Eve because they don't want to compete with the amateurs.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Forget who said that. Okay. Also, the second biggest day for pizza is New Year's Eve. Now, that's where your Super Bowl's number one. Super Bowl Sunday is number one when it comes to that. Number two is New Year's Eve, then Halloween, then the night before Thanksgiving, and then New Year's Day. So combined, I mean, that's number two and number five. New Year's is pretty busy for the pizza business as well. When Patrick comes back, we'll talk about some specificity, that being the America's Drunkest Cities, and also what are the most popular drinks. Have those right there. In the meantime, 75% of all U.S. Americans are dissatisfied with how the government's running the nation. And the other 24% are lying and the 1%'s asleep.
Or stupid.
Yeah. You're going to tell me that only 75% of Americans are dissatisfied with the way the government's running the nation? That's a CNN poll.
Republicans. Well, it depends if you've got your Obama phone or not.
Well, yeah, I guess that's probably right. Are you a beneficiary of the way the thing is going? Republicans are far more angry and dissatisfied with the government than Democrats. 90% of GOP voters. There you go. 90% of GOP voters express dissatisfaction with the way the nation is being governed. 82% angry with the country's direction. I don't know that we know the country's direction.
I mean, no.
You can take a, you know, even 8 years is a snapshot, and 20 years is kind of a snapshot as well. But anyhow, those are the numbers, and they're out there to use in case you needed to know that you're not alone in your anger and disgust.
Are you living with prostate enlargement? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-317-7853. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Just call 1-800-317-7853. That's 1-800-317-7853. 1-800-317-7853.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Hargrove Insurance, Terry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 3 minutes till, and
he's the boss.
I bring tidings.
Yeah, tidings.
Okay. I bring tidings of great humiliation. I hope.
Oh, great,
Mr. Ben Downs.
Okay.
I just want to put a coda on the end of your discussion on oil prices and the damage it can do to the Soviet Union. It can hurt them so bad that they fall apart December 26, 1991.
All right. Okay, Russia.
It
okay.
fell all, all right. It hit them so hard.
Okay.
It the Russia. Oil prices beat up the Soviet Union to the level that 24 years ago okay. this week.
Yeah, Russia. Okay.
They Russia. Decided we can't handle that.
Yeah.
Retroactive economics.
Right. I like that.
And now it's time to talk about stuff that Ben doesn't do.
Oh, good.
All right. It's time to talk about... It's
a short list.
Yeah, it is. No, actually, it's first of all, it's America's drunkest cities. You'll want to know that.
Oh, good.
New Orleans,
Milwaukee.
No. Yeah, Milwaukee.
Milwaukee's one.
Milwaukee's in there. Yeah. Okay, so here are your top five. Five drunkest cities per capita, heaviest drinkers, okay? Number five is Austin. Damn, they get on every list.
Austin? Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Well,
the hipsters.
Politicians and students.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, think about it. Number four is Charleston, South Carolina.
As of course, came to everyone's mind first.
Number three is Milwaukee. Number two is Norfolk. I guess that's the military.
Military. Okay.
All the soldiers and sailors.
Installations.
Number one is Boston.
Okay, that was the first one that came to my mind.
Why?
Really?
Cheers?
Irish? I don't know.
Hey!
Irish?
Hey!
What?
Yeah.
You'd be offended if I said you didn't drink.
Yeah.
What? I don't!
Okay.
I think that was a shot at me.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the Irish.
Washington is in at number 9. Here's what's amazing to me. Baltimore is number 13. I'd be drunk every day of my life if I lived in Baltimore.
Yes.
No. Baltimore is number 13 because on the list of lying cities, Baltimore is number 1.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The aforementioned New Orleans is in here someplace. Baton Rouge is in there, too.
Yeah.
All right, so.
You drink, too, in Baton Rouge if you live there.
What most people like to drink.
Beer.
Number 1 is red wine. At 28.
Well, it helps your heart.
Right.
But yeah, go with that.
And,
but what I've,
and,
in the for the other remaining 9, white wine is not mentioned. Now, you got sparkling wine in at number 11, But anyway, number two.
Which we would normally call champagne, except that's a registered trade part.
That's exactly. You can't do that. Yeah, sorry. Number one is red wine. Number two is vodka. Number three, number three is beers, lagers. Number four is beer, ale, or oh, there's white wine. I apologize. White wine is in at number four. They were in there with beer, ale. Now, what is we're going to break beer down into different categories?
Of
is
course.
That it?
And right. We break wine down just into two colors.
Yes.
To divide beverages by color, that's...
Can't do that. Probably illegal.
That's thinnest.
Yeah. Number six is rum. Thank you. Number seven is whiskey. Number eight is tequila. But the deal is tequila's number eight because most of people don't remember they drank tequila.
That's fair.
That's the problem with that.
That's fair.
Which makes me surprised vodka made it to number two.
Or it's too cold to have a margarita.
Number five vodka right now in market share is Tito's of Austin, Texas.
Oh, wow.
And it's because it's really good.
It's about the same as Grey Goose. Okay, on that.
I thought.
We got to go.
Okay, good
right.
luck.
So there. WKLW.